Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
I'm here with the co-director of the Abbey Theatre and artistic director, Katrina McLaughlin. The last time we met, there was no sign of anything happening in our lives by way of viruses and crack. It's been a while. But you've been working way diligently, haven't you?
I have. We're very busy at the moment.
Yeah, we're up to your eyes at the moment.
Yeah, we are. It's great. It's so lovely.
Brilliant? Yeah. It is about that, though. Like the Abbey Theatre, I remember... My dad go to the Abbey Theatre. I'm thinking about the theatre. I'm thinking about Wynn's Hotel. I'm thinking about that area, the National Lottery, who've just moved from that street, there for decades. Very iconic street. It was also the street where I used to get the bus home, because you're going to laugh now. The 54A.
Oh,
that's
really?
That's where the bus goes out to Colester. It's true. It's true. So like, it was always part of my world. Do you know what I mean?
How funny.
There's the Abbey. How long are you with the Abbey?
3 years now.
Yeah.
Just over 3 years.
That's only a blow-in. You're only in the door.
Sure. Just get me feet under the table.
I know, yeah. But it is a very special place to be. And you grab the kind of, I suppose at times you let the history disappear off, you don't think about it, I suppose, at times.
Yeah, but it's very hard because every time you come through the doors, you know, and you have that big wall of portraits.
Yes.
Going up the stairs.
Yes.
You kind of do feel sort of daunted by the privilege of it sometimes, you know, and it's hard not to think about that and not to think about the history when you come in through those doors.
Exactly, because you're carrying that with you.
Yeah.
And each production is important because you want to make sure, please God, it works.
Yeah.
And that you're not putting on something that nobody wants to see, or you make a mistake, or it's very important. And also the variety of stuff that you put on.
Yeah, well, that's what we really try. We really try and sort of maintain that sort of traditional audience, but at the same time give opportunities to the next generation of, you know, brilliant theatre makers.
Which is a difficult task because you can't lose... The as well as the regulars,
yeah.
You know, it's like the older man with the pint of Guinness in the pub.
Yeah.
You can't lose the regular just because the cuties are coming in.
Exactly.
You've got to make sure that everybody has their place.
And that's the thing. How do you make sure your audience trusts you? You know, with the new work, like how do you sort of encourage people to take the chance on the new work? That's always the big dilemma.
And because you have the title of you're co-director, I know, but you're also artistic director. Is it down to you?
Yeah.
Is it
not alone, of course, but there's like a team.
You can blame someone else.
Yeah, well, no. Actually, that's exactly it. I take the blame, but a lot of us, you know, have the fun as well.
Of course, because you've got to at some stage go, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Talk to me about Emma.
Oh, Emma's great. We just started rehearsals this week and we had the first read-through on Monday. And it's a cracking cast. It's a really contemporary version. It's a bit like the theatre version of Clueless, maybe, you know?
Oh, right, okay.
So it holds true to the original. And the story is a fabulous story. But it's funny and it's irreverent and it's really beautiful.
Some great lines, of course, in there.
Oh, it's hilarious, And all the characters are there.
And when you think about that work, are you changing it? Because you can't change the dialogue.
No.
But you can change the look of it, I suppose.
And this was written in a way that kind of embraces a very contemporary, like, direct address to the audience at certain moments and, you know, sharing sort of thoughts with the audience at certain moments. So
I love those things.
Yeah,
great,
I do too.
Yeah, it's great.
And that's really classical too, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Pure restoration where they were kind of getting in it. Or even Shakespeare, I suppose, you know.
That's right. And when is it starting? When is Emma going to be on the stage?
We should check
our diary.
Yeah.
And make sure that we know exactly when Emma's going to be on the stage. Shouldn't we?
Yes.
Yes, I think we do. In the meantime, let me play a little bit of... But I'm thinking Bridgerton.
Very good. Yeah, that's a great
sidestep.
Yeah,
it is an excellent sidestep.
It's the same world we're in,
I think. Well, that's the world, exactly. Mm. Just a little bit of Billie Eilish.
Thank you.
bad guy. We're chatting about the Abbey and what's coming up and all the rest of it. We found that date, and yeah, I don't think anybody noticed. I think we're kind of, I think we're safe on this, Katrina. What do you think? We're safe on this. It's the 22nd of November until the 25th of January. One of the lines I love, which is highlighted, which you guys highlighted, a mind must have occupation or it will come to mischief.
Yeah,
I love stuff like that. It's so clever. It's just so clever. But that's your Christmas offering.
It is, yeah. Oh. And, you know, it's lovely to have something that's kind of grown-up comedy too, you know,
yes.
But it kind of appeals to families, it appeals to all ages.
Can people book these now, or do you have to wait for...
No, they're all on sale now, just on the website.
That? How do you do that?
So either walk through the door and book them in person or online or
so
obviously
call. So it's abbytheatre.ie, presumably, is straightforward.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, we have to mention the Peacock.
Yes.
That's your umbrella, isn't it?
Well, it's a really special show down there. Enda Walsh is in there at the moment.
That's on at the moment.
It is, yeah. So on now until the end of November. And it's a new piece of work called Safe House. And actually, you would enjoy it because it's a song cycle. Incredibly powerful music. Really moving, really uplifting at the end. Really, like a pure journey. It's a real experience. And Kate, who is the sort of solo performer of it, is... I don't have the word. She's stunning. She's unexpected. She's funny.
Really?
And she's heartbreaking. And Enda Walsh is a brilliant lyric writer.
No, there's no question about Enda Walsh. Yeah. So how does it work, this Safe House? How does it work when you say it's a song cycle? How does this work?
Well, there's no spoken dialogue.
Right.
There's it's a kind of multimedia piece. There's recorded voices and film, but the live part of the show is sung from beginning to end. So it's a series of songs that tells the story of a girl's life, starting in rural Clare and coming to Dublin and going home. I'll not give too much away because it's a very, very special show.
What a wonderful idea. And have you filmed it, by the way? Because I could imagine that being...
Yeah.
Somebody you could, you know, you could watch it.
You could watch it online or on film.
We have.
That's
an amazing thing.
But you know something? I am a big champion of the live experience.
Isn't there something about sitting in that room with other people?
That is
as
it.
You watch and, or listen or whatever, and just that sense of being somewhere different.
Yeah.
As opposed to your...
Totally.
At home, pressing pause and going to the loo and coming back.
I think it's very different.
I think
just having that kind of shared experience, the heartbeat raising at the same
moment, going
out into the bar and having the conversation and challenging each other's assumptions about it. There's a whole, I suppose there's a whole experience in the event of even coming in and out of the actual auditorium I think is really important.
I remember being at an event some years ago, a theatre event, and we all went out to have our cup of tea, halftime whistle, and somebody just said to me, what we were watching wasn't particularly fabulous. It wasn't in Europe. It could never happen in the Abbey. And the person just turned to me and went, my God. That's all he said. It just meant, my God. And it was like, right.
Now covers the multitude.
Yeah, but it was also lovely because I was feeling a my God moment, but I didn't know why. And I kind of thought, is it me? You know the way you think sometimes?
Yeah.
Maybe I don't get it. You know, or I'm not clever enough or whatever to understand. And this is somebody who is very well known in the acting circles. So he knew what he was saying. It was classic.
How do we do that, though? How do we stop people thinking, is there something I'm missing? Because you're never missing anything with any kind of art.
I agree.
It's always about your own.
But you see, sometimes you feel that somebody else, as a fellow said, knows more than you do.
Mm.
And there's always that.
Yeah. Mm.
Listen, you brought a little bit of The Road, Safe House.
Yes.
Just a little taster. It's fabulous.
That's
and you know what's interesting about that is it's not expected.
Exactly.
This is Anna Malarkey is the composer.
And Kate Gilmore is the singer.
That is fantastic. And that is... When is that... Is that finishing up, though?
No, that's running until the end of November. And it's in the Peacock, so it's a kind of, you know, more intimate experience. Only, you know, 120 seats, so it's a very special event.
It is.
We're really proud of it, I have to say.
And also the fact that, like... You're running two theatres.
Yeah,
if I can put it that way.
I know.
And that's not easy.
It is not easy.
One is hard enough. Talk to me about Grainne.
Well, I have a big soft spot, of course, for Grainne because I directed it.
Well, that's why it's so brilliant. you can't argue with facts like that. No,
so,
that's fair enough.
Do you know what's fascinating about this play? Lady Gregory wrote this play.
Yes.
Over 100 years ago, and it was never produced by the Abbey before.
Now, is that because, God forgive me for saying it, because she was a woman?
I think that's part of it. And also because she's dealing with love and she's dealing with a love triangle and she's talking about lust and loyalty. And I don't know that that would have been respected at the time.
Right, yeah.
Her opinion on it. Yeah. And also she was exposing a little bit of herself like all the best artists do. She was writing about an experience she had herself. She had an affair shortly after she was married.
But should that have been scandalous? Well...
But she used the myth to distance it. So at the time, it's Diarmaid and Grainne, you know, the story, the legend with Finn
McCool. But you see, she was, as a fellow said, she was putting herself out there.
Yeah, she was.
That's not appreciated by certain
sectors. It's really
sectors.
Not. Yeah, no. It's not.
And at that time, it certainly wouldn't have been.
No. But isn't that what we all respond to when we go and see anything or when we read something? It's that honesty that kind of unsettles you or disrupts something in you that makes you want to know more and makes you want to experience it.
But also, I think at times, too, it makes us feel... We're impressed as well that somebody would actually have the neck to do that, which is kind of, I think, quite impressive to us.
So it is, and it's so at odds with sort of Irish culture, certainly the way I was brought up. That's, I think, why I respond to these things so viscerally, you know, there was always, you know, the idea that you would be, you know, careful what you spoke about. You didn't really necessarily say.
And the great old line from 100 years ago, whatever it was, tell them nothing.
I know.
And it was always that.
Tell them nothing, you'll be accused of nothing.
Now, you see, you have it now. This is a little bit from, Endure. Endure from Grainne?
From Grainne.
Thank you.
like the music we had earlier on. That is totally unexpected. The level of that and how good it is.
I know.
Who is it? Who
that's Carl Kennedy who composed that. And there's a whole score the whole way through this piece as well. We have a sort of contemporary thread that runs through.
That's very good.
Music, yeah.
That's Lady Gregory. It's running until the end of October.
That's running. What date is it? Yes, the end of October.
End of October.
Saturday week.
Saturday week, yeah.
I still think I'm in September.
No, you're fine. So do I, funnily enough. And we're just chatting about the fact that down in Wexford, to connect Lady Gregory in America is on down there, the Colm Tobin.
That's right.
And Alberto Caruso.
Ethos Phelan Hinks has directed that.
Yeah, so like there's your links. There's your links going on all the time.
That's great.
But that sounds fantastic. Ralph Fiennes.
I know, the Elliott Lecture. That's exciting.
Me.
So he's coming in. So every year we host the Elliott Lecture, and this year it's Ralph Fiennes. So it's an amazing thing to have him come in. I don't know, like... Sorry.
No.
I don't know how it started, because it has started since... You know, the Elliott Lecture has been happening for a long time.
Sure.
But it is one of the sort of highlights of the year, every year. And this year it's really special, obviously. And I think he's also going to be interviewed by Ingrid Craigie, who he worked with in the Abbey years ago.
Brilliant.
And it's a really exciting event.
Interesting man.
He is a complicated
complicated. it's funny, Al Pacino has just issued his first autobiography at 84. His first autobiography.
Has he?
And he, I remember, coming to Ireland because he was into Wilde.
Oh, was
Oscar
he?
Oscar Wilde, yeah. Well into it.
Actually, do you know what? I saw him do... I saw him do... The Dance of the Seven Veils.
Yes.
What's it called? Herod.
Yes.
I saw him read that on Broadway, and it was an incredible thing. I'll never forget it, sitting on the edge of my seat.
Yeah.
Because at that time I didn't think I'd ever seen him live, and I was thinking, and I didn't know the piece, and I was wondering, is Adam? And then he just kind of stuck his face out from the wings, and he was so powerful from the first second.
He's my favourite actor in the world.
He's
I just love him
stunning.
To bits. He did that. He did you know the thing in Trinity where visiting stars came some years ago, and a colleague who's since left the organisation was in Trinity. They got a ticket. They wanted to go, and very kindly gifted it to me. And I went and I sat there. I was like an Egypt. I just sat there, and he came out, and he started with the old hoo-ha.
Oh, yeah.
And then he went into Oscar Wilde. It was just heaven.
My God.
And that's what someone like Ralph Fiennes would do.
Yeah.
It's that sense of, oh, my God, look at the person I'm in the presence of, and away they go. And let's face it, because of their profession, they love to talk. They love to give it to us.
Yeah.
And that's a very special thing.
It is. And he's a brilliant actor. I mean, I remember seeing him in The Master Builder, and he's just has the audience in the palm of his hand. There's a few people who can really do that.
We have a little bit from The English Patient just to illustrate the point. When is he in? Do you know when that is?
That's in December.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how long would it be for?
It's just one night.
Just the one night,
just
isn't it?
Just the one night only.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have a listen to it. Anyway, just a little bit of him. Thank you. music from The English Patient, just to give you just a Ralph Fiennes moment. The T.S. Eliot Lecture, that's on in December.
15th, yes.
The 15th, which is a Sunday night.
Yeah.
And it's a once-off. And I love the fact he's being interviewed as well.
Yeah.
That'll be brilliant. Yeah. You have something else to tell us about? Will you stay where you are for a minute? Because we have a bit of traffic to do.
Absolutely.
And Hugh got up very early to do it, and I don't want to ignore him.
RTE Lyric FM Traffic and Travel, sponsored by Citroën. Citroën, for everyone, but like no one.
Now, Hugh, there you are. You see, you thought I'd be forgetting about you, but I didn't.
Oh, I almost forgot me, because you were talking about Ralph Fiennes there. I was thinking back to the time I actually met the man.
You met Ralph Fiennes?
Yes, because you were talking there about Ingrid Craigie, and yes. They starred together, of course, in Faith Healer in the Gate Theatre years ago. And I was about 15 at the time, and I went along. And
How did you meet him?
Because, you know, at the end of every Gate production, all the actors come down to the bar, so I waited there with my friends. And he's a very shy man, actually. It surprised me. Yeah.
Door, Johnny.
Exactly. Exactly, and he got obviously a little bit intimidated by these 15-year-old kids coming up and crowding around. So he actually introduced me to Brian Friel as a way to exit from the situation.
Name dropping, classic this.
And on that note,
Stuart coming to the door at the same time.
I'll leave that for another day. But in terms of traffic today, there's not too much to worry about at the moment. Traffic is starting to ease on the M50 southbound between Junction 4 Ballymun and Junction 9 Red Cow following the earlier collision, which has been cleared, so no need to avoid the area if you're heading that way now. In Kildare, traffic on the N7 eastbound stops and starts between Junction 9 Johnstown and the M50, but all in all, you should be moving all the way. In Limerick, Tipperary Road westbound is still very slow, coming up to the old Ballysimon Road roundabout, so leave yourself extra time if you're heading that way. Then finally, in Cork, traffic on either side of Wilton Road slows to a stop between Wilton's roundabout and Dennehy's Cross. And that's all I have for this morning.
You're fantastic. I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
Until then, I'll talk about Rod Stewart then.
Take care of you. Thanks a million. God bless you. There he goes. That's Hugh Hicks doing our traffic this morning and tomorrow. Probably down in Wexford for Wexford Festival Opera. Now, chatting away here about the Abbey Theatre and with the artistic director, Katrina McLaughlin, and we've been covering a whole bunch of people, but you've two other lads coming your way, which is very interesting. What's this about? You announced it yesterday.
Yeah, well,
my phone hopped or something. I don't know where
it
came from.
Do you know what? We're doing this series called Love at First Sight, and it's basically cold readings of plays. Oh. So we've invited certain, shall we say, very established artists to choose a play that they're interested in sharing with an audience. We bring in a cast and they read it cold, so it's...
it's a reading?
It's a reading.
Right.
A bit like the Oscar Wilde that
yes.
I saw.
Yes, but, yeah.
So I think... the idea is that when you're in rehearsals, there's something really special about the first read, and an audience never gets to see it, and you get to see really skillful actors go by their instinct. So it's not being heard together, the group.
Yes.
So what we're doing this Sunday is we have a two-hander that the Abbey commissioned Sam Shepherd to write.
This Sunday?
Yeah.
Yes.
So the Abbey commissioned, when Fiach McCungall, I think, was there, and Aidan Howard, they commissioned Sam Shepherd to write a play, Ages of the Moon, and Stephen Ray and Sean McGinley performed it, and they performed it here, and they performed it in New York, and it did extremely well.
Right.
But I recently met Aidan Quinn, and I was talking to him about this idea and that I was inviting artists to read something, and he talked about this play. It's a two-hander, and I asked him would he like to do it that's exactly it. He said I'd do it if I could read it with my friend, and I was thinking, okay, that's a bit of a chance. And right. I said okay, and then I said who's your friend, and obviously he said Steve Buscemi. So I was like, absolutely.
Isn't that mad?
So Steve Buscemi's here filming at the moment, and has been for a while.
Are they filming together? He must be doing
something. I think they're good friends for a long time.
That's mad, Ted.
Isn't it exciting?
That is very exciting. Mm. This is only a man from Reservoir Dogs. This is a man from Boardwalk Empire. This is a man from The Sopranos.
And my favourite is Trees Lounge.
Sopranos for me.
Well, Sopranos.
He was horrible in Sopranos. He was horrible. Have you met him yet?
No, not yet.
No. Well, you will obviously in the weekend.
I will. I'm excited.
And Boardwalk Empire is just stunning.
He is superb in Boardwalk Empire.
Stunning. Yeah. That's going to be great on Sunday night. By golly. And have you sold out at this stage?
Do you know what is interesting? Aidan Quinn sold it out in advance of us announcing Steve Buscemi.
Well, Aidan Quinn is a star in his own right anyway.
He's a fabulous actor.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
You must be thrilled.
I'm so delighted and I'm so pleased for Aidan.
Yeah.
Who has such a strong history with Dublin and came here before.
For sure.
You know, and
so if you go on to... what is it? What's your email address again? abbytheatre.com or
.ie.
abbytheatre.ie. If you go on to that now, you'll be told where to go if you want tickets.
Pardon me. Yeah, you'll be told.
No.
Listen, we'll have another one soon, or we've two great shows happening. Go to one of those instead.
I certainly do. Well, you've given me a huge list. Anyway, I don't care. I'm playing theme from The Sopranos to finish us up. Keep well, and lovely to see you again. And don't wait for a pandemic to come back.
No.
All
thanks,
right. It's been lovely, Katrina McLaughlin. Thank you, Katrina. Co-director of the Abbey Theatre and artistic director. Did I mention The Sopranos? Even though you won't be there on Sunday, here it is. Gonna take you down.